Bet365 sponsors our podcast, and they feature over 300,000 sporting events on their betting app. It's got everything you need to bet on sport. The domestic season may be over, but we still have the closing stages of the Champions League and Europa League to play, and Bet365 are offering a wide range of markets, including first, last, or anytime goal scorers. With over 45 million members, it's the world's favourite online betting company. With the Bet365 Bet Builder, you can combine match results, players to score, number of goals, and more to create your own personalised bet. And if you can't watch the games live, with Bet365's Match Live feature, you can follow every moment through live graphics and text. Bet365 is the world's favourite online sport betting company. The app can be downloaded from Google Play and Apple App Store. Over 18s only. Please gamble responsibly.
The greatest footballer in the history of the game has served notice to one of the world's biggest clubs that he wishes to terminate his contract. Even if you don't think Lionel Messi is the best to ever play football, you can't deny that his dispute with FC Barcelona that exploded into life on Tuesday is undoubtedly the biggest story in football right now. And thus, at The Athletic, we have sprung into action to create the Messi cast. We can't promise it will be every day, not if there are no developments in the story. But our goal is to provide regular updates on the story of the summer, cutting through the noise and talking to a wide range of experts so you can be best informed on a transfer that might well have seismic effects on football for years to come. I'm Ed Mallion, Managing Director of The Athletic, and for our first episode, I'm joined by Adam Crafton, a multilingual man about Europe, to break down what has happened so far, where we are now, and what we're looking out for as this story continues to develop and grow. So welcome, Adam.
Good evening. How are you?
I am excited, Adam, because, well, like I say, you know, possibly the greatest footballer of all time, yesterday kind of decided that he wanted to leave Barcelona, which is massive news. I know it's not a story that just happens overnight. This is something that's kind of built up to a certain point. So I know you follow Spanish and European football very closely. How have we got to this point where Messi is asking Barcelona to terminate his contract?
Yeah, I mean, I think even though it has been coming in a lot of ways over several years, I think still that moment on Tuesday evening when this dropped on Barcelona was an absolutely stunning moment in European football. And I think it will be in years to come one of those, you know, where were you moments when Lionel Messi handed in a transfer request. And I think even notwithstanding everything that's gone on over the past few years, I think it's still stunned a lot of people in Barcelona that he's actually taken this step and done that. But, you know, if we want to trace this back, I think it probably goes back as far as the moment when Neymar leaves the club and joins Paris Saint-Germain was a key moment. I think the scrutiny he had over his tax affairs in Catalonia was also a key moment, and how protected or not protected he felt by the club at that moment in time. You know, regardless of whatever people may think of the legal ramifications, the way that these superstar footballers feel they should always be protected and mollycoddled in many ways by super clubs, I think that's significant. And then what we've seen is just this gradual slipping away of those star names that were so associated with that wonderful Barcelona team under Guardiola. So Carlos Puyol, Xavi, Andres Iniesta, Dani Alves. And now this summer, as the president, Josep Maria Bartomeu, comes under increasing pressure, it now appears that people like not only Ivan Rakitic, but also Luis Suarez, a very close ally of Lionel Messi, someone who lives very close to him in Castelldefels, just outside Barcelona, a very close friend in the dressing room. And I think it's this buildup of issues that has all accumulated. And it has also been this most dramatic season with the trauma of what happened in the Champions League in Lisbon, the 8-2 defeat, which was really just this crescendo that compounded the most miserable season for Barcelona.
Yes, and I mean, the sacking of Valverde in January was certainly a hot point. There was Eric Abidal, the new sporting director at the club, who it seemed kind of put the blame on some of the senior players that forced Messi, I believe, onto Instagram at the time. So it's one of these things that builds and builds. And then on Tuesday, we had that burofax sent to Barcelona. Now, can you just clarify for us exactly what a burofax is? Because I don't think I'm the only person who had never heard of it before Tuesday.
No, I think everyone thought that fax machines had been revived in Catalonia for a night. And I think what it actually is what you would say in the UK or maybe the States as well, is an official recorded letter where you have to sign upon delivery. And it essentially comes down to so that the person sending it has the guarantee from the postal service that the recipient has it in its presence and is therefore legally has received it and therefore can act upon the contents.
And I think that's exactly the important thing here, is that this was the legal notice from Lionel Messi and his family, notably his father, Jorge Messi, that basically they are leaving the club or they would like to terminate their contract. And what it comes down to, and Adam was one of a number of our journalists who contributed to a big piece, a big explainer piece that you can read on the Athletic app right now, explaining the legal, basically, dispute between Barcelona and Lionel Messi and his family. And it comes down to something which is very confusing, and there is no current FIFA guidance on this, Adam. So the situation is that Messi had inserted a clause into his contract that said that after the end of the 2020 season, on June 10th, he could, if he wanted to, decide to unilaterally terminate his contract with the club. Now, obviously, that date has come and gone because of the pandemic, postponing the season and extending the season. So he has issued this Burofax now to issue Barcelona with notice that he would like to terminate his contract. And they are arguing, if I'm not mistaken, that because June 10th has passed, this is no longer valid. Is that how you understand it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the legal argument will hinge upon, you know, if there is a precise date in the contract saying, you know, this specific date in May where it must be triggered, that is what Barcelona will argue. Clearly, if it only says the end of the season, then that leaves it far more open to interpretation. And Lionel Messi can say, well, the season would ordinarily end in May, but in this occasion, it's actually ended in the middle of August. Therefore, in the same way as I would have triggered this clause after a couple of weeks after the season ended in May, I'm going to do the same in August. Now, it may still be that there is that specific date in the contract, and Messi's arguing that there's been extenuating circumstances, there's been a global pandemic, the circumstances have clearly changed, and I'm entitled to invoke this clause under those circumstances.
You know, neither of us are trained lawyers. We looked at the FIFA guidance on contracts that expired at the end of the season and those being extended, but there's nothing in there about clauses. We will, on the Messi cast later this week, have a sports lawyer on the show to help kind of break down what we think's going to happen, what might happen, what could happen, and who might end up deciding this, because there are ways that FIFA end up deciding this dispute. There are ways that the Spanish courts end up deciding this dispute. And there's also kind of this other option, Adam, which might be coming more into view now, that between Messi's belief that he could leave for free and Barcelona's belief that he could only leave for 700 million euro release clause, that there might be some way that Barcelona would negotiate his transfer, do we think?
Yeah, because I think that the problem that a buying club would now have is that, okay, so Lionel Messi can say, I'm invoking this clause and he can leave. And I don't think FIFA would intervene at that point, because the challenge would come subsequently once a transfer has taken place and he's left Barcelona and joined a different club. So a different club would then face the issue that if they and Messi were taken to court, then they could potentially be liable for this 700 million euro release clause. Now, there is no club, however talented their bean counters might be, that can get around financial fair play up to 700 million euros in one summer for one player. So that is clearly going to be the fear that's stalking the mind of any executives currently looking into this deal. Now, if Messi's true to his word in wanting to leave Barcelona, then the best scenario here for him and a buying club is that he can come to some agreement with Barcelona. Because if not, then you know you're risking this extraordinary payout down the line as a buying club. But then it even becomes, you know, where do you take that 700 million down to? What is Lionel Messi worth as a 33-year-old? You know, probably for, you're looking, if you're the buying club, 2 years, 3 years of good service. Probably not the Messi that you'll have had for the previous 5 years. And I think that figure's really hard to identify.
Well, from reading the Catalan press, I was having a look in Barcelona to see kind of what the feeling was over there this morning. And there was some talk of Cristiano Ronaldo's fee going from Real Madrid to Juventus was a benchmark. I think that was around 100 million euros. It's certainly interesting to see. One of the things I did find was a poll on Mundo Deportivo, which is a Barcelona-based newspaper, as you well know. How would you let Messi leave? Aimed at the Barcelona fans. And 17% of Barca fans said they would let him leave for free. 72% said they would negotiate a transfer, and only 11% said they would only let him leave if the clause was paid for 700 million euros. So the fans, at least three quarters of them, would be happy to see him go if a transfer was negotiated. There are reports floating around and today about how that might go. So I think the big question when this all broke yesterday was, what clubs could he end up at, Adam? And I know that the legal wrangling is the story that we're going to need to deal with first. But after that, what are we thinking in terms of possible destinations for Messi at this point?
I mean, this is the sexy part of the story, isn't it? It's, you know, where does this player who's been, to most people, to many people's minds, the greatest player arguably of all time, where does he go next? I mean, we never thought he'd leave Barcelona. I think earlier on Tuesday afternoon, things started coming out about Manchester City making contact with people in Messi's camp. And I think everyone's initial reaction was scepticism, because we've heard this so many times over the years. Messi used to play under Pep Guardiola. He loves Guardiola. Ferran Soriano is the chief executive at City. Chiqui Bigarustin is the sporting director. There's this whole Catalan enclave at City, and it almost feels like for years people have put two and two together and come up with five. On this occasion, I think it is now clear, you know, despite City, I know on Tuesday night were distancing themselves from a move, but I think it's clear that they have held exploratory talks internally about whether this would be possible. So they would obviously be one very clear alternative, and we know they also have the financial means to do it. How they would manage to do it within financial fair play if they also had to pay £170 million is a whole nother question. The other club that was mentioned to me quite strongly on Tuesday night was Inter Milan. It doesn't make a huge amount of sense. They don't appear to have that much money. But there was times, you know, previously where Juventus didn't seem to have that much money, and then all of a sudden they're signing Cristiano Ronaldo. There's been years where Real Madrid's finances look quite bleak, and then they're able to spend another £100 million on a superstar. Sometimes these huge clubs just seem to find money when we think they have no money. And Inter Milan is a name that keeps coming up. I know our Italian correspondent, James Horncastle, has played that down as well. So I think City would be the favourites. Could Chelsea get involved? We know Roman Abramovich, you know, is taking a bigger interest. Again, that would seem unlikely based on the transfer business they've already done this summer. And then the other option becomes potentially the States. Inter Miami was initially mentioned by a few people. I've been told that would not be feasible for them. I mean, partly on the basis that they looked at Willian earlier in the summer from Chelsea and actually concluded that they couldn't afford what he was asking. And then I suppose the other alternative, which has been floated today, I know, by ESPN and reporters in Spain, is that you could have Messi join Manchester City for a couple of years, but that would contain a clause that would mean he would then go to New York City, which is part of the Citigroup umbrella further down the line.
Yeah, and I believe that that's quite an unpopular choice in Barcelona, because they feel that would kind of move him to becoming a City Football Group sort of ambassador rather than Barcelona. And lots of the fans and the socios that I've talked to, they basically feel like Messi needs to remain a Barcelona icon and not kind of have that transfer over to someone else with his playing rights. And I just don't know if that's possible these days, you know, because anyone who's buying Messi will be putting a lot of marketing spend behind that face.
Yeah, and I think also, I mean, Messi is always going to be known as Barcelona. You know, when you think of Lionel Messi, whoever he joins next, you will envisage him in a Barcelona shirt. I think it's a little bit different to Cristiano Ronaldo, who we almost think of, you know, at least in my head, I think of him in two shirts, in Manchester United and Real Madrid. But I don't think anyone instinctively thinks Ronaldo and Juventus is the first team that you associate with the image, because, he went so late in his career and the impact hasn't been as great as it was at his two previous clubs. And I think it will be the same with Messi. You know, yeah, OK, it'll be fantastic for a couple of years if Manchester City got him, or Inter Milan, for their branding and marketing, and it would attract whole new sponsorship deals and activation opportunities. And of course, it would damage Barcelona, who I think, you know, a couple of their major deals, one with, is it Beko, the washing machine, the kitchen appliance firm, and also Rakuten, are also up for renewal in the next couple of years. There's then the question of, you know, La Liga, which has already lost Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar, managers like Mourinho and Guardiola have left. If you lose Messi as well, what impact does that have on television deals on an international basis and domestically? So there's all these different commercial ramifications. But I think from Barcelona's point of view, they need to decide, first of all, just how they're going to address this issue. I think a lot of people within the club today are still in denial that Messi truly wants to leave.
It's stunning as well because of the political background. And I think we'll have Dermot Corrigan, our Spanish correspondent, on later, probably this week or next week, to talk about the political background. Like you say, the ramifications for the commercial stuff, the ramifications on the pitch are massive as well. And we'll be kind of taking care of all of those on the Messi cast. As I say, Adam is one of a number of our journalists who contributed to the big story on the site right now. We've got Dermot writing on Thursday morning, outlining the financial case for Barcelona to sell Messi, to fix their finances, to rebuild the club. And if you aren't a subscriber yet, you can read all of that and the best coverage of the Premier League, Champions League and US sport with a 30-day trial. Please head to theathletic.com/Ornstein and Chapman. Otherwise, you can stay on this feed for more updates from the Messi story as we go. And Adam, I'd just like to thank you for joining us today and put you on the spot with one final question. Where will Messi end up?
If you'd have asked me 24 hours ago, I would have said that he will stay at Barcelona and the president, Josep Maria Bartomeu, would be forced out. Tonight, which is Wednesday, the 26th of August, I would say I think Messi will end up at Manchester City.
Manchester City for Adam then. I will be asking each of our guests that same question as this story progresses and as the Messi cast continues. But for today, our time is up. Thanks again to Adam Crafton for joining us. Make sure you're subscribed to the Ornstein and Chapman podcast feed to get the Messi cast as we continue to explore the story of the summer with a range of experts. I've been Ed Mallion. This has been the Messi cast from The Athletic.